halfway between U.S. 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Thank God for him, respect him, treat him right, honor him if he's a good man. But he ain't the source. He ain't the one you looking to. I look to a higher power. I understand some spiritual laws. I can get around your limitations. You're trying to block me. No. You don't understand who you dealing with here, buddy. Amen. You don't know me. You don't know my connections. You don't know who's on my side. You don't know my resources. Don't you know my father's rich? Amen. Now, you ain't got to say that to his face. That might get you fired. You know, we don't want to go there. But you know, in your heart and your mind, you can be like, you don't know. Get in your closet, then start the self-talk. The brother just don't know who I am. See, self-talk, it's like a shield to people trying to destroy your self-esteem, trying to lower you. Talk to yourself. Speak to your spirit man. Okay? Isaiah 46:10. We got a few more minutes. Isaiah 46:10. And then we're going to go to Job. Just over broke. No. Isaiah 46:10. Now, this is God. And it's, we'll go to 46:9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. This is the one we serve. Ain't nobody beside him. Ain't nobody over him. Can't nobody touch him. He controls it all. And he's showing us how this works. Verse 10. Declaring. Now it says God is declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Now I emphasized a word declaring. See, God declares. But when God declares, his declaration is what I call a causative effect. He's not declaring something. See, we're not declaring something because we know it. You can say something because you know it. But we make declarations. Declarations carry a causative effect. When you declare something, it causes something to happen. You're sending something out, and it's starting to take form in this seen realm. There's a causative effect with declarations. Are you clear? He doesn't declare it just because he knows it. We don't declare things just because we know things. His declaration, like ours, will cause things to come to pass. The key, going back to step one, we must believe in our heart. In other words, you got to gather evidence. Believe in your heart what you say will be done. We are not God, but God has shown us as his children how to operate faith as he does. We must believe in our heart. We must operate from a place of immovable faith where you can't be moved. Before faith ever speaks, just like God does, it frames up the outcome in the heart. What does it look like that you're believing God for? If you're believing for green, why are you thinking purple?
Amen. Amen.
If you're believing for 10, why are you saying, well, I'll be happy with 1? Something's wrong there. It's not integrity. The inside is not lining up. Your mind and body and spirit have to line up.
Amen.
Then you come into that zone or that place of possibility. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm all in. See, you, with faith, you got to be all in. Stop worrying about being disappointed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Stop being scared of it not working. Well, you just canceled it out already.
Amen.
With fear. You got to be all in. You got to go. Tell somebody, go for broke.
Amen.
See, when you do, it's first of all, it's well thought out internally. Your mind is made up. You know, when somebody's mind is made up about something, that you can't stop them. Now I don't care. They may not have but a dime. And they need 10,000. They'll find it somewhere. They will get it somewhere. Somehow it will work out because they're sending out a vibration. And that unseen realm starts to take on the form. Uh-oh. We need to get this together for them. Because they are operating in the principle of faith. Okay? A heart has to be fully persuaded. Number two, the first one is God chose the outcome. Number two, we must believe in our heart what we say. Not something else. What we say will be done. Look at somebody say, not something else. You believe him for 10, and somebody said, well, I can get you 1, and then all of a sudden you shift to, well, maybe 1 will do. No, the second phase of faith is you believe in your heart what you say. Because you'll find there'll be a lot of opportunity, a lot of stuff will come to you that's not quite. It looks good, but if you settle for it, it's not really what you wanted. Or that what you said. How many people check out like that? Well, this is better than nothing. But learn the principle. Go all the way. You'll be amazed at where what you are believing for shows up. Or how it shows up. Or even when it shows up. When you get developed in this, stuff starts showing up real quick. It comes in waves. Amen. That's why our mind has to be transformed, okay? So we must believe. Say it with me.
I must believe
in my heart,
what I say
will be done. See, the wicked flee when no man pursues. Here's where some of us really need to get a hold of some things. But the righteous are bold as a lion. You got to be bold to speak some things out. And not only bold in saying it, but bold in believing it.
Amen.
Bold in what you say will come to pass. And I ain't taking it back.
Amen.
And I ain't hearing nothing contrary to it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, stuff. You start to shake up everything in that unseen realm. Everything starts to shake. Amen. And starts to take on a form. See, when you can see by the Spirit, yourself living in the promise, it becomes real in this realm. It becomes real in your experience when you can see it. Now, remember, the first verse we read is have faith in God constantly. Constantly. That's why everything Jesus did manifested. Everything he said, because he had constant faith. finally, this third one, and I'll do the next one. Number three, someone say, rid yourself of doubt. You are immovable to the degree that you experience the promise as being real right now. Remember Dr. David Malapo's testimony? He wanted to be a doctor, didn't have shoes to wear, but he started walking like a doctor. In other words, he started walking that thing out then. Let me read this again. You are immovable. Even though he didn't have shoes on his feet, calluses on the bottom of his feet, he became immovable. He was a doctor with no shoes. Poor. I saw the house he grew up in. A little box about wide as this middle row of chairs. Not even that long. But he became a doctor, immovable to the degree that he experienced the promise as being real right now. What promise are you believing to be real right now? Well, if you believe it to be real right now, it's yours right now. Amen. It's just a matter of it being bridged from the unseen realm into the seen realm, which is the time of what we call the time of gestation. That's why you constantly, once you believe, constantly have faith. Constantly talk it. Constantly see it with your mind's eye. Faith, I'll close with this, doesn't deny reality. It looks at reality without being moved. Faith don't deny reality. It doesn't deny facts. It doesn't deny opposition. It doesn't deny things going on in the world. But it looks at it without being moved. Gather evidence. You decide the outcome. Speak it out of your mouth. Stand firm on it. Don't be moved. And watch what your testimony will be. Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say. Not whatsoever somebody else said. Not whatsoever somebody else thought. Not whatsoever somebody else decided for you. But what you said. I'll just, real quick testimony. I told my wife I wanted to get another vehicle. And in my mind's eye, I didn't want something new yet. That's coming. But I had in my mind what I wanted. And I thought about it. So, you know, I prayed about it and just kind of left it. But then I began to really get this thing in my mind. This is what I want.
It's time to magnify and multiply. A countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in our community. February the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Haverdale Fence Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. It's a multi-church combined mass choir under the leadership of Larell Fredericks, with inspirational speaking from Apostle Trevor Banks and a host of pastors, dignitaries, civic leaders. Join us as we magnify and multiply, a countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in the community. February 25th, 5 p.m., Finn Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. We'll see your faces in the place.